This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
If you are a globalist technocrat,
I wish I could say that we're halfway through, but I don't think so. It takes time to make a vaccine. There's a lot about the disease we don't understand. We know that we can get out of this, but it's going to be a while before things go back to normal.
Media stooge.
But I don't want to hear from those people who are out there protesting with guns, right? And that is threatening, a threatening look for people. You're protesting with guns. Don't criticize people who are taking a knee for at a ball game and entertainment. They say, I don't want people protesting at a ball game. When people who are peacefully protest, don't give me that. When you're out there protesting with guns and saying, I want to get back to work. I want my liberty.
Even a low-level power-mad politician.
Untold numbers who gassed up on the way here or grabbed a bite on the way home. We know that this rally endangered people.
Reveling in the prospect of order out of chaos, how can you do your part to assist in the demise of an entire country on forced lockdown due to the Chinese control of virus? Well, this is a good start. First, you have to separate yourself from the chaff. As Greenwich Time reported, set in the director's office of the 270-acre Les Parcs de Saint-Tropez, where LVMH luxury group chairman Bernard Arnault, Ritz Paris owner Mohammed Al-Fayed, and Indian steel magnate Lakshima Mittal have palatial villas, the medical unit is staffed with a doctor and lab technician to take and process samples from residents and their friends. And if you live in the Hamptons, you can have a doctor come to your house for just $1,000 a visit. As millions of average Americans lose their jobs, the billionaire class benefits, as Fast Company reported. Though the coronavirus itself may not discriminate in terms of who can be infected, the COVID-19 pandemic is far from a great equalizer. In the same month that 22 million Americans lost their jobs, the American billionaire class's total wealth increased by about 10%, or $282 billion more than it was at the beginning of March. They now have a combined net worth of $3.23 trillion. Of course, the populace must be controlled and culled, as was written on the Georgia Guidestones. Silicon Valley will continue to do its part to censor any dissent while using their digital herding platforms to monitor every life choice that the imprisoned populace makes. While the 5G grid rolls out and low atmosphere satellites are positioned to aid in the Bill Gates Mark of the Beast mandatory vaccination scenario. One way or another, everyone will be forced to submit their individuality to the panopticon, and those that don't will become societal pariahs that will be cut off from the state, whether if it's by a chip under the skin or a tattoo on top of it. As Science Alert reported, for the people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, keeping track of who had which vaccination and when can be a tough task. Researchers from MIT might have a solution. They've created an ink that can be safely embedded in the skin alongside the vaccine itself, and it's only visible using a special smartphone camera app and filter. Or we could just give them all chips in the head. Of course, it's key that currency becomes digital, as China is doing, working with U.S. multinationals. As Forbes reports, China, the country that banned initial coin offerings and made it tough for Bitcoin to operate, has been tossing around the idea to build its own digital currency, and some U.S. multinationals are reportedly willing to help roll it out, the South China Morning Post reported. Many American politicians will do their due diligence after being paid off by foreign entities to ignore the very laws of their land, as California is doing, for example. As Jamie White reported, California Governor Gavin Newsom awarded a Chinese Communist Party-linked company $1 billion in taxpayer funds in exchange for 200 million protective masks. Newsom signed a $990 million contract earlier this month with Build Your Dreams, a Chinese electric car company, whose founder Wang Chanfu is a member of the CCP and has served the party in numerous official capacities. Gradually, if the current coronavirus doesn't force the Americans into trading their liberty for security, we have plenty more pathogens, compromised politicians, media, prostitutes, and foreign infiltration plan, and that is the globalist guide to crushing the United States. John Bound reporting.
We put a lot of powerful reports out, but that's right up there at the top. Lord Monten. An incredible patriot for humanity is our guest in T-minus 60 seconds. Please tell everyone you know, however you can, to tune in now.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest of a pre-position. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the staggering nature of the times we find ourselves in is too much for any man or woman to even be able to rise to, except we must rise to the occasion. We are witnessing powerful forces of corporate globalist tyranny thrust upon the free world. We are seeing a lockdown that will undoubtedly cause massive death. And I am just honored to have Lord Christopher Monckton here with us today. Just a week ago, the World Health Organization and the UN Food Program said 30 million extra will starve to death. Now they're saying, the Associated Press, 130 million on the brink of starvation. So you want to talk about not even a million dead from COVID-19. Not even 100,000 dead in the United States. And this whole push, it's incredible. The report is at several big sites. We'll tell you about those in a moment. Communist China's crimes against humanity. Did Communist China and the World Health Organization conspire to commit crimes against humanity? A Catholic Voice special supplement by Christopher Monckton of Brenchley. And he joins us right now, former chief science advisor to Margaret Thatcher. And, of course, the leading person exposing that carbon taxes are a plan to shut off the human economy and cause depopulation. They're now in the news, as you know, Lord Monckton, praising that this has already cut our carbon footprint in half. Oil is at zero. Starvation is rampant. We've already seen as many people die as died under the Nazis, basically. This is an incredible tyrannical revolution. Please decipher it for us, as no one else can.
Right. The first thing is that the only reason why this virus got loose is that the Chinese Communist Party, having failed in 2002-03 to notify the world in time of the first of the two SARS viruses, and having prompted the World Health Organization at that time to rewrite the international health regulations to require reporting of any new pathogen of this kind within 24 hours of its first discovery, failed to notify the world for 6 weeks. And even after they had eventually notified the world, they went on lying to the effect that it couldn't pass from human to human for another 3 crucial weeks. So they very deliberately disobeyed the international health regulations to which the People's Republic, so-called, of China is a signatory. And they did this for the second time, knowing that they had been censured by the international community the first time. And this time, they allowed somewhere between 5 and 7 million people from the province of Wuhan at Hubei, where this virus broke out, to travel all over the world before they told the world that many of those travelers were carrying with them the infection that has now reached...
And Lord Monks, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we were all there at the time it happened. They would say simultaneously shooting women at checkpoints, welding people in their houses, drones controlling were good. But when Trump said no Chinese flights, he was bad. I'm like, oh, my God, they want to gestate. They want to incubate it. Why would you say shoot women at checkpoints, but then don't stop flights?
Well, I think that the biggest problem that the Chinese Communist Party faced was its own people. They are terrified of the people over whom they so brutally rule. You have 2.5 million Uyghur Muslims who are in concentration camps in eastern Tibet, which they now call China, and also in the western provinces of China up there. They suppress the Falun Gong brutally. All the Christian churches are effectively controlled by the state. There is no freedom, and the people, as we saw from the Hong Kong protests and the Tiananmen Square protests before that, they want their freedom. And so the Chinese Communist Party, in order to try to keep them quiet, learnt from the mistake that had been made by the Russians, who kept their people poor because they didn't allow any form of business to flourish. China realized that if they wanted to maintain their brutal rule, they couldn't allow the people to become poor as the Russians had become. So under Xi Jinping, they began to allow small businesses not to be owned by the state and to run themselves privately. They also established 6 free enterprise zones, one of which is in Shenzhen, just opposite Hong Kong. It is now the fastest growing city in the world, in which practically all laws and practically all taxes were omitted. It's kind of cowboy territory. And 5/6 of China's foreign earnings come from those 6.
So let's be clear. They create zones of freedom so they can defeat America and the West. And
exactly.
I want to just add this, because you've been involved with Margaret Thatcher and obviously British.
I tried to get Margaret Thatcher to do the same thing, to reenact the Excise Bill of 1733, which Robert Walpole, our first Prime Minister, had first put forward. It was defeated, and that would have created 6 enterprise zones in Britain 250, 300 years ago. But we didn't
do that. Well, that's exactly where I was going with this. But please continue.
But as I say, China, having set up this arrangement, having made the people prosperous, is now terrified that if it makes any major mistake that will annoy the people, they will overthrow the regime in the same way as the Russians, only a couple of years after the Chernobyl disaster, caused also by the regime trying to keep quiet and cover something up. The Chinese are terrified that they too will be overthrown. So they have been lying about this from the start.
Well, that's my next question. How big is it that Trump and U.S. intelligence and British intelligence, because you're involved with the British, the British are usually, as you know, the U.K. is very restrained. I'm seeing the most hawkish statements out of the U.K. about you released it, you lied, Dev Reckoning, you're going to get it, we know you're behind it. Talk about cowboy. This sounds like, you know, I mean, why is British intelligence and the British government so pissed? Am I wrong? I've never heard rhetoric like this since Churchill and Hitler.
There is enormous international, to put it mildly, displeasure.
No, China, I know there's international. I'm saying some of the loudest voices against China are coming out of the UK. The UK is usually pretty diplomatic. Why is the UK so pissed?
Thank goodness Boris Johnson is now back, having got the Chinese virus himself. He very nearly died of it. But fortunately survived. He's still not very well, but he's back at work. And he sets the tone for the government, because most of them are a bit limp-wristed, but he isn't. And he's very fed up with what China has done. And
of course, sure, that was my question. We don't use the UK on kind of a war footing. That shows how serious this is.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is that we have been kowtowing to and stupidly borrowing from China for decades. We shouldn't have done, because the money in which they lend us, it's called the renminbi, is a bogus currency. The internal currency of China that they actually use.
So they're buying up the world with a fiat currency.
So they have this bogus currency, the renminbi, where they can just flick a switch and create money which they then, or theoretical money, which they lend to, say, the British government or the American government. And we then pretend that this is a loan. And that means we have to pay interest and eventually the capital on something that they've created from nothing. We could have done the same for ourselves. That's how this debt trap diplomacy that China has done has meant that because we owe them so much money, the left, of course, will never say anything against their fellow communists. But even centre-right, there is concern that if we speak out too much, China will call in its loans and then we'll have to pay them back.
Stay there, because you just hit why I wanted you on. We're told we're owned by China now. It's all fiat. Trump, I'm not for fiat currency, but if we're going to be ruled by China, I get Trump going, oh, yeah, here's our fiat. That's better that it's our fiat than theirs. Let's just get down to brass tacks. What England did at the end of World War II, didn't ask for Hitler to do that, had to do it, you're still there. It's not a good path, but it's better than the Chinese fiat ruling us. So let's do real politics with Lord Monckton about where the world is and what we're facing. Because let me tell you, you better choose a side, folks. You're with the Chi-Coms or you're with the Anglo-American establishment. That is the point we've reached right now. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, whatsupwiththat.com with Lord Monckton. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.AnimeesForAndDomestic.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Castle was built by your ancestors, it would have more value to you than just a castle built by somebody else. But if a castle your ancestors had built had been captured by someone, if you recaptured it, it would have more value. So when I said the Anglo-American establishment against the Chi-Coms, that doesn't mean the Anglo-American establishment the last 60 years that sold out to globalism. I speak of the West and of Christendom. And of what's left of it. And now the choice we all have to make. So Lord Monckton is a great geopolitical scientist, a guy that exposed the plan to cut off the economy and starve billions from the beginning. And so just instead of getting into China, I should up front with him ask about the big 35,000-foot view. Who are the players? What is this shutdown going to do? Why have they triggered it? Where is it going, and how do we stop it?
Right. Let's be nice to them. Let us, first of all, accept that as the head of the International Virological Institute in South Korea has said, and that's a UN subsidiary, but actually this is a very good man, he says that this particular infection is 10 times more infectious and 10 times more deadly than the flu. Now, admittedly, most of the deadliness is confined to people who are over 60 and who suffer from various diseases that make it easier for the virus to kill them. Young people, the people who are of working age, and children at school, are basically not very much more at risk from this virus than they would be from flu. And at first, this was not very well known because so little data was coming out of China that we didn't know what the pattern of deaths was. We got some early indications, but because so much of what comes out of China is simply made up, we had to wait and find out for ourselves before we could be sure that this is the case. Now, at the moment, governments, most of whom are scientifically illiterate in my experience, haven't really understood that the virus really only kills old and sick people. And so somebody like me, I'm now, I count as an old person, I don't feel like one, but I count as one, we are at risk. But I do not require to be protected from my fellow citizens. If I want to look after myself and isolate myself from them voluntarily, that is a decision which I can make. I don't need the government to make it for me, and nor, frankly, does any other citizen need that. So we have got to the point now where we know enough about this virus to know that for people of working age, the people that keep the economy going so that they can pay our handsome pensions, they can go back to work, please. There's no longer any need to stop them, provided that a few very sensible and very straightforward precautions are taken. If you're in a crowded indoor space, then try to keep your distance from people a little bit. Wear a face covering. Doesn't matter very much what it's made of, because then if you cough or sneeze and you happen to have the virus without even knowing it, you'll be much less likely to spread it to anybody else. These are sensible, simple things that even now the kind of gormless government in Britain is still saying, well, we don't really know whether it's a good idea for people to wear masks. Just talk to the South Korean head of the public health authority there. That's a separate man from the head of the International Virological Institute. But he also is very good at what he's doing. And there's been hardly any infection in South Korea because they got on top of it straight away, tested everyone, isolated the people who got it, and let everybody else get on with their lives.
So we, what is the larger agenda saying we can never open? Clearly about getting rid of Trump. And then Bill Gates on TV saying, don't blame China, it's all Trump's fault.
Well, Bill Gates is a communist sympathizer, and he has been for many years. And a lot of these big billionaires find communism attractive, partly because they see China as a source of revenue. But he is not to be trusted on this. The truth is that the people who really know how to deal with this are the South Koreans and the Taiwanese. I mean, the Taiwanese, you know, the true government of China is actually on an island off China's coast. It's the old nationalist government, the Kuomintang, that were kicked out by the communists. But they're still going strong in Taiwan. And they, the moment they got the first few cases of this virus, they isolated everyone, tested everyone, followed up all their contacts, and shut the epidemic down.
And didn't Xi Jinping use this as a giant power grab? Didn't Xi Jinping use it as a giant power grab to shut down the Taiwanese protests?
I'll tell you what happened there. We know that the World Health Organization is a wholly controlled subsidiary of the Communist Party.
So talk about that. Is Trump right to say we're going to cut funding, we're not going to participate in your programs?
Everyone should cut their funding altogether from the World Health Organization. It has 7,000 bureaucrats who spend more than half of the funding they receive on first-class flights and swank hotels all around the world, but they were totally unprepared for this pandemic, and when China lied to them about it, they did not hold it to account. Instead, they fawned upon it in the most disgraceful and head-banging way, and they echoed the lies it was telling for a fatal
record. Let's play devil's advocate. What do you make of Xi Jinping's mouthpieces saying America is to blame for the virus? And there's a Reuters poll out. 10% of Americans believe Trump launched it.
No, this is a marketing ploy, and it shows how terrified the Chinese communists are of their own people. They are desperate to shift blame. I mean, in Missouri, the Chinese consulate general from Chicago actually got in touch with a Republican senator and said, hey, state senator, and said, hey, you're the president of the state senate. Could you please put down a resolution congratulating China on how transparent it's been in telling everybody in time exactly all about this virus? And the president of the state senate, Mr. Roth, said, no, I won't. And he put down a resolution saying precisely the opposite. And so they're clearly they're absolutely desperate now to try to cover this up. They know they can rely on the Democrats to say whatever the Chinese communists want them to say, because the Democrats...
No, I mean, I agree with you, but the cover-up's not working, so what comes next, then?
So, the propaganda isn't working, and so what comes next, I think, is eventually a trial of China at the International Criminal Court or at a new kind of Nuremberg court, which we would convene, the Western powers you were talking of earlier, we would convene our own court. We would invite China to attend and submit evidence in its defense. It would refuse. We would then try it in its absence, weighing the evidence carefully and having an advocatus diaboli to speak for China. And then the judges would pronounce whether or not they thought that China had committed two particular crimes against humanity. The first is the crime of extermination, because by their failure to, not merely their failure to tell us about this, but the active suppression, both inside and outside China, of all news about this infection, which we can prove. And if you read my document, it's on the...
Lord Moncton, it is. Stay there, then. I'm going to give you the floor next 10 minutes. You will have the floor to put on your case. It's a huge document. I read it over this morning, 26 pages. It's amazing. Most of it I knew, but a lot of it I didn't. You're going to have the time when we come back from break to lay out, did China, Communist China, and the World Health Organization conspire to make crimes against humanity? We'll cover it on the other side. Stay with us.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vital Mineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, and Lord Christopher Monckton of whatsupwiththat.com, the leading fighter against the global warming carbon tax. For me, the biggest issue is it's cutting off industry. It's cutting off life in the West. The left's now saying, oh, it cut the carbon print. It's a great thing. CNN, Bill Gates, they're all saying it. Bill Gates is praising China's response, saying Trump did a bad job. You just got all of this. What's big picture for you? Because you can cover whatever you want. You got the next 10 minutes of airtime without me interrupting. I'm going to just sit back and listen to you to talk about what we're facing. But it just feels so historical right now.
Well, it is historical. Of that, there is no doubt. The word historical is appropriate. This is probably the most serious pandemic since the Great Plague, and that goes back to 1665. I remember it well. And now we have to realize that this plague that was loosed on us by the failure of China is indeed very serious. But let me deal very briefly, before I get on to China's misbehavior, with the point you raise about whether the vast reduction in carbon dioxide emissions that we are carrying out at the moment will make any difference to the global warming question. And the answer on the evidence so far, though it's admittedly early days, is that it's not going to make very much difference at all. And if that proves to continue to be the case, and we'll know at the end of this month when we get the figures for April from Mauna Loa, because in April there really was a big global clampdown. And if that does not show through in the monthly average CO2 emissions chart, then that will tell us two things. It will tell us, first of all, that man is not responsible for the increases in CO2. And therefore, the second thing it tells us is that whatever we do to cut CO2 is not going to make very much difference, if any, to global temperatures.
Beautiful. So and again, I wasn't articulate enough. I get it's all a fraud, and we know that. And you'll have more data to prove it now. And we get that, Lord Monckton. I'm in.
The death toll for people
having carbon cut off. I care about people. Tell me about that. You're an expert on what cutting carbon off does to people.
That's right. Well, of course, cutting carbon does is exactly what you see around the world. You see an enormous loss of output in everything from agriculture to industry. As a result, people who depend on agriculture to get fed, it's as basic as that, are not going to get fed, just as they wouldn't have got fed if the extreme greens had got their way and reduced the population of the planet by 9/10. That
by the way, you put an equation like a decade ago. I don't want to misquote you, but you were predicting they got the cuts they wanted, a billion dead over how many decades. Here it is. World Health Program head says, instead of 10 million dying, 30 million die this year. That's the Global Mail. Now AP reports 130 million brink of starvation. Which number, sir, is correct? My God, not even a million dead from COVID-19, but they're saying
the
130 million dead.
The answer is nobody knows how many are going to get killed by the virus. Nobody knows how many are going to be starved.
Sure, but this validates you saying cutting off the economy kills a lot of people. Now the UN says 130 million dead? God almighty.
If you shut down the economy, you have to be careful that you don't do more damage and cause more disease and death, both mental as well as physical disease, of course, and death, by doing that, than you would by letting the virus run.
My point is, sir, this vindicates your harping for decades, even on the show for like 15 years, that if you cut carbon, it causes mass death. Here's the UN saying 30 to 130 million dead the next 2 years if this continues. This vindicates what you said.
Absolutely. They are now being made by this crisis to face how extremely misconceived their policy of trying to cut global warming by attacking CO2 actually was. And consider Governor Cuomo in New York, for instance. Now, New York has a very high population density. You have all those projects with vast great tower blocks, people piled one on top of the other, all having to use the same lift. Let's get down to the people here. What happens is, if you get a pandemic getting into New York, it's going to kill, as it has killed, a lot of people. And yet what the UN's Agenda 2030 policy says is that people who live in the countryside like me must be told not to do that for the sake of the rabbits and the bunnies. We must go and live in these huge tower blocks in the cities so that they can kill us all off with infections, I suppose. So that is now going to have to be rethought, as is the whole global warming storyline. The reason I raise this business about the CO2 measurements not showing the decline that the left had expected is very important, because that will show even to the left that their policy of trying to regulate CO2 was purposeless and calculated to do not only damage but cause widespread death.
And that's why I bring this up, Lord Monty, because you were the guy pioneering that carbon cuts cause death, and now they're admitting you're right. I mean, this is huge. You don't care about vindication, but vindication brings realization and action.
Well, eventually, I think this is right. I already, they've had to cancel the futile UN Gabfest, which they have every December. It was going to be in Glasgow this year, which would have been very good for the delegates, because Glasgow is a bit of a dump. But anyway, that's been cancelled. And that's going to remind them that they could actually perfectly well do these conferences online these days. You do not need physically to go somewhere in your private jet, as Al Gore used to do. Instead, you can do it all online. But the important message here is, and this is why it ties into global warming, which is why I mentioned this business of the CO2 having huge emissions cuts, but this is not showing through in the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. That's a very, very important point. That's one to watch in the coming months. Because if that carries on, then it will tell me that where the CO2 is coming from is the oceans, where there's 70 times as much of it as there is in the air. But if I may, I'm going to switch from that back to the main topic here, which is what are we going to do to prevent China from releasing yet another pandemic?
Oh, I'm glad you make that point, because even the New York Times admits all major pandemics of the last 40 years come out of China. Why is that? What is going on there, Lord Moncton?
Well, there are two reasons why this is. The first is that it's a communist country, and therefore the people are treated like dirt and live in filthy conditions. And they have, for take the wet market, which is where the Chinese say that the virus originated. I suspect that...
No, it's
that
a filthy
changed.
Spectacle of garbage, but exactly, but still, it's still there.
It's still there, it's still open, it's still allowing live animals of different species to rub against each other in very crowded cages so that they can transmit diseases between themselves. So if you get a pangolin, a protected species that only the Chinese...
No, I think it's the Chinese, and but no one in their right mind would eat anything that came out of something like this.
No, but they do, because the government keeps them in such abject poverty and misery that they, you know, that's all that they're used to. So they put up with it. They wouldn't if they knew how much cleaner and better things are in the West. And of course, the Chinese are doing their best to make sure that only those trusted by the party are allowed to come to our universities and spread communism there. So the Chinese have been the source of, just looking at the last few, that there was SARS number one in 2003, where they were criticized for not telling the World Health Organization or the rest of the world in time. Fortunately, that one fizzled out without having gone very far. Then there was swine flu, which until COVID came along was the biggest killer. COVID has now overtaken swine flu as the biggest killer, and swine flu took 18 months to kill somewhere between 100,000 people, and this has taken 3 or 4 weeks, so it's much more dangerous. And the problem is that we cannot any longer afford to have communism, whether in China or in the West or anywhere in the world. Communism and any form of totalitarianism like that, where you have a powerful elite which is always more concerned to protect its own reputation and its power than it is to look after the people or care about...
All right, Christopher Moncton, stay there, then come back and tell us the battle plan for 1776 worldwide. How do we defeat this? How does Trump win? What do we do? Again, you're part of UKIP, part of all the great work that Nigel Farage has done, a great thought leader. Lord Christopher Moncton, whatsupwiththat.com. We'll be right back with Lord Moncton. Really great to have him on with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jones here back live. Fourth hour about to start. I'll do two segments and then have Joe Salinger take over with the latest breaking news. You know, I don't want to be an enemy of the FBI. I want to believe our government's good. But now it's come out in federal documents that the FBI lied on 302s about General Flynn and said that he said things he never said. They were ordered by Obama and Hillary to go lie. That just scares me that they have got people that ready to commit crimes. But they're being mopped up. They're being defeated right now. But they're using this virus to shut down the economy. Christopher Monckton is here with us. And he's been a top advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He's a great author, researcher. What's up with that.com? What about solutions? How do we go on the offense? Who are the players? The big grand design, Lord Monckton. What do you see about to happen? And what can we as little people do?
Right. First, we'll start with the relationship between China and the WHO. The last two leaders of the WHO, Margaret Chan, who was from Hong Kong, a communist, and now Gebreyesus from Ethiopia, a communist, a member of the China-funded Tigray Liberation Front, which is one of four such Marxist parties that constituted the government. He has a history of failing to admit that an outbreak of infection is an outbreak of infection. There were three separate outbreaks of cholera because the government in Ethiopia was communist and not competent. There you see Gebreyesus with Xi Jinping, the present Chinese dictator. And Gebreyesus, on three occasions, said that these cholera outbreaks were just watery diarrhea. And so when China came along and tried to deny that there was a serious outbreak in Wuhan, the Gebreyesus went along with China, and every time China uttered a lie, within the day, Gebreyesus would make a statement parroting exactly the same lie, and often very much in the same words. So Gebreyesus is a serious problem, and he is going to have to go, as is his former deputy, Aylward, another communist, who, when interviewed by a Hong Kong radio station recently about whether Taiwan, which is the nationalist, non-communist island off China, had been doing a good job in controlling the pandemic, which it has. It's just about the best in the world, along with South Korea. Aylward wouldn't even refer to Taiwan as a separate country. He referred to it as a province of China. And the World Health Organization then used data given to it by Peking about the spread of the pandemic in Taiwan, data which was inaccurate, rather than using data from Taiwan, which the WHO excludes from membership of the WHO. So all of that is going to have to be put right. We're going to have to exclude China from the WHO, unless and until, on pain of massive damages, it agrees that in future it will comply with the international health regulations. We're going to have to admit Taiwan to the World Health Organization, whether China likes it or not. So Gebreyesus and his deputy, former deputy Aylward, must go. And so must Ryan, who is the head of emergency programs at the WHO, another communist, who gave the most cringing, head-banging speech about China in front of the Chinese foreign minister at the Munich Security Conference on February the 15th, just before the world was shut down. These people have all got to go. And until they do, I think we must all defund the WHO. Now, Britain hasn't defunded it. We're always too goody-two-shoes about these things. We pay a fortune to these supranational organisations, and we shouldn't. So that's the first step. Otherwise, this is going to happen again. The next thing I think that most people, getting back to your emphasis on people, Alex, are going to be interested in is how do we get out of these lockdowns safely and without killing any more people than this wretched virus already has? And here I think the answer is as follows. First of all, there are a number of businesses which take place out of doors. Training for football clubs, farming, two obvious examples. Those businesses can restart pretty much straight away because the evidence, such as it is, and there's still not really enough of it to make definitive decisions, is that the virus doesn't spread very effectively out of doors. Like many of these viruses, it's an indoor problem. So what do we do about indoors? Well, there are two things. First of all, if you are not taking a daily dose of vitamin G, 1,000 international units or 25 micrograms of a gel tablet of vitamin D3, that's the one you need. You need to take that because so far the only credible research on what actually does work to slow down the chance, lessen the chance of your catching the virus and slow down its effects if you do, is vitamin D. It's the one thing that has been comprehensively...
And by the way, not to interrupt, Lord Monckton, they're literally SWAT teaming medical facilities giving vitamin C and D3 to people and saying, no, there's no treatment for COVID, even though the doctors are authorized to give that, period, because it's not even a prescription. Who got in control of Big Pharma to say no hope, no vitamin C, no D3, no zinc? And the president's
well,
been attacked for mentioning that.
A paper in one of the leading medical journals just 2 years ago went into the effectiveness of vitamin D3.
No, obviously, it's you die without it. So what I'm saying is it's essential. It's on the damn label. So since when did Big Pharma... Even since the U.S. president mentioning zinc, he brings out zinc back like he like was wearing a Nazi flag or something. I mean, they just freak out. Well, what's causing that?
Well, certainly, I don't know. Of course, the president is in a very hard place. He would love to find a cure. And he first of all talked about hydroxychloroquine in association with azithromycin. He not only talked about it at a press conference and was promptly and rightly, in my view, contradicted by Dr. Fawcett, but also he tweeted about it. And that led to people rushing out to buy it. And that, unfortunately, can have, doesn't always, but it can have very strong side effects.
Sure, if you don't have zinc already, it can cause a problem.
That's right, but don't get this particular medication unless your doctor has said that it's right for you. Whereas vitamin D, you can safely take a dose of that, you can buy it over the counter, it's cheap as chips.
No, I agree. I think hydroxychloroquine and things are a distraction from vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc.
I think that's right. I'm less sure about zinc. I haven't seen enough evidence on that. Vitamin C certainly is generally effective against viruses. Vitamin D against this particular virus, still more so.
And that's no, I've had medical doctors on that just keep interrupting, going, forget zinc, Jones, vitamin D, vitamin D3. So why is that?
Concentrate on vitamin D3.
You were the science advisor to Margaret Thatcher. I mean, you're a scientist. You should be able to speak to this. They say no one can. Why is vitamin D3 so important?
Vitamin D? Is that this virus doesn't like sunlight in any form, and it doesn't like the sunlight which gets on your skin turns into vitamin D3. That's why.
So D3 is literally like captured sunlight.
It's like captured sunlight, and it's cheap, and it is proven. This is the other thing. You see, I am actually working on a medication at the moment against this virus. I think the chance that it will work is pretty remote. But there is a chance because somebody appears to have inserted at four points in the outer proteins of this pathogen, they've inserted chunks of the HIV virus.
See, you didn't want to go there. Hold on, do five more minutes with us. We've got to go to break. You have the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, saying it's man-made, Indian scientists saying it, major universities, and exactly. So we're going to come back from break. We'll do five more minutes with Lord Monckton. Because he's a really smart cookie. He's starting to say it. What does it mean that HIV delivery systems have been put in here? Now, let me say this. When I promote our multivitamins or I promote our vitamin D3, I've been selling these for 5 years, some of them 10 years. We've had our own company 10 years. So I promote this because it's essential. And it makes everybody's lives better. We've got high-quality versions. I'm not saying it's a treatment or I'm not saying it's a cure for COVID-19. The media is saying that. They're damn liars. What I'm saying is, H2, deep earth crystal, 8 to 12,000 feet, pure iodine. Nobody else that I know has this. We have to get a DEA license to have this at a factory locked up in a safe because they can do a lot of stuff with the raw. But once it's put in the palm oil, it's safe. We also have the other vitamin mineral fusion that's got zinc and so many things with it. And we also have Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. That's how we fund our operation. But I went out and said, what is the ultimate multivitamin mineral system? And they said, this is it. So we put it out years ago. They're attacking me going, Jones claims you need all this stuff. No, that's all a lie, folks. We're promoting products we know that are essential to human activity, like oxygen, like water, like vitamin C. But that's how we fund ourselves. And yeah, we're selling snake food. We have the biggest, best storable food company in the world, but they claim selling storable food to be prepared to have a backup is bad. So I'm calling it snake food, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the lowest high-quality price you're going to find from any reputable company. They say food is now a conspiracy theory. You don't need food. You don't need water. You don't need sunlight. Well, it's all a damn lie. InfoWarsStore.com. But since Lord Monckton brought it up, the whole bioweapon angle of this and the insertions in the virus, we'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.